In Crime and Punishment, a grand jury has indicted four more people in connection with the 2012 rape of a 16-year-old girl in Steubenville, Ohio. Photos and videos of the incident made their way into social media and attracted national attention. This past March, two football players at the local high school were convicted of the rape. The case is still rocking the small eastern Ohio community of Steubenville. All of the adults indicted today are school employees, including the school superintendent, who now faces three felony counts. One question many people are asking tonight, what took so long for these new indictments to be handed up? CNN correspondent Gene Casares is joining us now. Gene, what about that? Why did these indictments take so long?
You know, I think, Wolf, we need to look at the timeline. First of all, as you just said, the football players were convicted in March of raping a 16-year-old high school girl. The grand jury then convened in April. And remember, grand juries are for adults. And that grand jury heard from 123 witnesses. There was 18 days of testimony. The grand jury doesn't meet every single day. And during that time, investigators had to investigate. And as we learned today from the attorney general, and as we knew, this case is all about text messages, emails, photographs, video. And they had to look through hundreds of things to find that needle in the haystack that would become evidence. And if you're talking about obstructing justice, trying to hide the fact that crimes may have occurred, you're going to be deleting things. So that only made it, I think, more difficult for the investigators. But ultimately, I think the question many people have is why only four people were charged. And the answer to that from the attorney general is that the grand jury spoke. They heard from many people. They could have indicted others, but they chose to say that only four people, probable cause to commit a crime, that was in the hands of four.
And explain exactly what these school employees are charged with.
Well, the superintendent of schools is the most serious because there are three felonies: tampering with evidence, obstructing justice, two counts, and then falsification, obstructing an official proceeding. So they're trying to show that the superintendent was trying to hide that crimes were committed. As far as assistant football coach and an assistant wrestling coach, they were charged with things varying from failure to report the child abuse had occurred, because that is the duty of a school administrator or teacher. And with that assistant football coach, very interesting, his father owned the home, his parents did, he lived there, but apparently one of the parties was at the house because he was charged with allowing minors to drink and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And that is the first charge we've seen of this type in this case.
That elementary school principal, you spoke with her attorney. What did you learn?
Well, this is interesting because she is charged with failure to report child abuse, but he wants it very clear. It is not in regard to the Steubenville rape case as we know it. It is in regard to an alleged rape that happened before August of 2012, a rape that has never been prosecuted, a rape that he says never happened because there's no victim. She failed to report that instance of child abuse. And he says that she is innocent, a 30-year educator, a great person. And what he's concerned about is that she could lose her teaching credential, her administrator credential, something that is unwarranted because she didn't commit a crime, he says.
All right, Gene, thanks very much. Thanks for watching. Don't miss 360 weeknights at 8 Eastern.